The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things going on in the sports world. In case you have been hiding under a rock somewhere, NBA playoffs, crash course for LeBron James and Steph Curry coming at you. I know we still got a couple of games to go, but you know what? Bottom line is, that's what's going to happen. And then in the NHL, man, oh man, great hockey series going on right now. Both of them knotted up at 2-2. Major League Baseball, full throttle as always. And with me for another hour, none other than Jeff Rich. Jeff, how you doing, brother?
Doing great. Great weekend in sports. You know, great week overall. Great time to be a sports fan, man.
It really is. I agree with you 100%. I mean, so much to talk about with what's happening in the sports world. You know, we've touched on a lot of different things. On the other side, I want to get into you and ask you, since you are a Cleveland guy, how big this would be for LeBron James to get his team to the finals and to win with this supporting cast, not just get there, but to win with this particular supporting cast. So on the other side, we'll get into it. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, you could be here too. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at DorfOnSports. And check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
If you like potted plants in your homes, don't forget the peanuts. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Just ahead, I'll share a simple tip to keep your potted plants healthy right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
A lot of people like to keep potted plants in their homes, whether it's ornamentals or perhaps a nice herb garden. If you're one of those people, then you know it's important to have proper drainage in your pots. All this soggy soil can be just as damaging as not watering them at all. In the past, pebbles were used to help drain the excess water, but instead, try using extended polystyrene plastic. You know it better as packing peanuts. Fill anywhere from one-third to one-half of the pot with the peanuts before placing in the potting soil and plant. These foam pieces are made from 99% air, so they're much more lightweight than pebbles, making it much easier to move your plants around the house, and they do just as good a job as pebbles to move water away from the roots to help prevent the buildup of damaging plant fungus. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
It was a time of bravery.
Sandy Ain is taking the Alamo!
A time to stand for what you believed in.
Texas is struggling to break free from an oppressive regime.
A history series event. Starring Bill Paxton and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. With Brendan Fraser and Ray Liotta. Texas Rising. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on History. The Alamo wasn't the end.
Fire!
It was the beginning.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich along with me, as he always is, each and every Sunday. You can join us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports and check us out right here at Sports Byline USA. And again, it's a Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy it with your family. Have a great time and do whatever it is that you're going to do, but enjoy it and remember those guys that make it possible for all of us to just go out and live out our dreams. Really makes it special for us. But, Jeff, before the break, I threw something out there. And, you know, Cleveland, the Cavs, could get to the finals once again. And to help them do it is that guy, LeBron James. And, look, the story is the story. We all know. Goes to Miami, gets the titles, comes back to Cleveland, leaves as a villain, comes back as a hero. Look, I think he would have this – not that he hasn't already – but he would literally have this town in the palm of his hands if he could deliver a title. And when you think about it, if he could do it with this crew of inexperienced guys, of guys that the J.R. Smiths and the Shumperts of the world who couldn't make it on other teams, but they come to LeBron and for some reason he has the magic to put all these pieces together and make it real special. So let me ask you, as a guy that, you know, grew up in Cleveland, how important, how special, how big of a tribute to LeBron James would this be if he could go out there and deliver a title to the city of Cleveland?
Well, this is a story 12 years in the making. You know, it starts with the 2003 draft lottery. You know, they have even odds with the Denver Nuggets. They end up landing LeBron James, you know, in a really good, you know, a really good draft, a draft that was really deep behind it. But, you know, he really turned the franchise around. I mean, they were really, you know, if you think back to 2002, 2003, this is a team that won 17 games. It took them 3 years to make it to the playoffs. And their fatal flaw the first time it was around was the draft picks after they landed LeBron James. They take Luke Jackson. They don't have a pick the following year. And then they take Shannon Brown, and then they're in the playoffs, and they're out of the lottery. And they're trying to get it done with pieces like Mo Williams and Boobie Gibson. And, you know, we thought it was really great the first time around. I mean, they won 66 games in 2008-2009. You know, now you come around, you have the hiatus with LeBron. The team's really terrible. Other than picking up Tristan Thompson and Kyrie Irving after that first really awful year, I think they won 19 games in the 2010-2011 season, LeBron's first year in Miami. For them to bounce back after 4 miserable years, preceded by 5 years of what ultimately, you know, was disappointment, whether it was losing to San Antonio in the finals in 2007, or not making it back, losing to Boston and Orlando along the way. So this is a real chance at redemption, just to get to the finals and to even win a finals game would be a big deal. That's something that hasn't happened in franchise history, as they were swept in 2007. And I think LeBron's already won the town back. I think it would be disappointing if in his second time around, he doesn't win a championship for the city. Whether it happens, here in 2015 or not is left to be, is still to be determined. But, it would be very special. This is a town that hasn't won a championship in 50 years, and the Cavaliers organization that's been around since 1970 that has reached one final and not won a game in those finals.
Look, and I mean, the truth of the matter is this, is, you know, he's got some nice players. Don't get me wrong. The Kyrie Irvings of the world, this Tristan Johnson guy, Thompson guy, I'll tell you what, he really bet on himself and he was smart. Didn't sign a contract, held out. The guy's going to get paid a lot of money. Again, he's at a coming out party. I wonder how much these other guys' success has to do with LeBron James being there. And I think it has a lot to do with LeBron. He takes so much pressure off of everybody else because he's going to get the double teams and he's going to find those open spot up shooters like a J.R. Smith or a Shumpert or a Dellavedova, you know, and these guys are going to make their mark by being in the right place at the right time, to be honest with you. But again, they have to go out there and they have to knock down shots. And you know, as well as I do, as anybody else does, J.R. Smith can be as hot as anybody, but he can also be as cold as anybody too. You want to have some balance there. Can J.R. continue to do what he's doing? I think he can, personally, because when you're playing with LeBron, you play with confidence. And I don't care what kind of a slump a guy's in. If LeBron keeps passing you the ball, that means LeBron believes in you, and therefore you just go out and you keep doing what you think you should do. And eventually, that ball is going to find its way in the hoop. And J.R. Smith is one of the best streak shooters in the game. When that guy gets hot, it's lights out. For instance, the other day when he's knocking down three-pointers from everywhere, every angle, every direction, hands in his face, didn't matter. That guy was hot as could be. And when a guy gets that hot, you can pretty much say lights out. But I truly think a lot of their confidence has to do with the fact that LeBron James is leading he's the maestro in all this stuff. He gets the guys to be confident in what their abilities are, and he knows how to use those skill sets pretty much better than anybody else in the league, maybe with the exception of Steph Curry this season. But I truly find what he's done this year with this young Cleveland Cavalier team to be one of the more impressive jobs by any one individual that I've ever seen. And that includes the great Michael Jordan.
Right. Well, you know what? When you have LeBron James on your team, it's going to make it easier for you as a three-point shooter because teams have to take the rim away from LeBron James. If teams don't defend LeBron at the rim and decide to defend those perimeter shooters, LeBron's going to score 40 on you. There's no question about it. Now, with J.R. Smith, he's just been amazing in these playoffs. He's hitting contested shots. He's hitting open shots. I don't think that he's necessarily the biggest benefactor of what LeBron James could do in the lane and what he could do when he's on the ball. I think that you look at players like Dellavedova and Iman Shumpert who don't shoot the three ball well with a hand in their face. And I think the big contrast in this series is if you look at the way that the Cavaliers have defended Kyle Korver. Now he's not going to play the rest of the way, but right. The way that the Cavaliers have defended Kyle Korver and basically taken him out of taken an asset away from Atlanta, and all the while they're hitting threes on their end of the floor. You can't say enough about what Dellavedova has done, and I would say having LeBron there and really having Kyrie Irving there too to mentor Dellavedova and make him into an NBA player, it's just amazing what's been done. It doesn't hurt that you have Tristan Thompson and Timofey Mozgov grabbing offensive boards or knocking the ball back out to the top so that they can extend possessions and get new 24s. I mean, you don't have to be afraid to shoot three-point shots when you have offensive rebounders like the Cavaliers do.
You know, I'll say it again. I said it a few weeks back that all those moves that they made, they paid off. And a lot of them, a lot of years, a lot of times, a lot of teams make the same types of moves that the Cavs made throughout the season, and they just don't benefit the team when it comes time, playoff time, I'm talking. And it's definitely blossomed for these guys at the right time, and all the moves that they made seem to have really paid off. Look, and again, I'm not going after Blatt. I mean, look, I think he's done a pretty good job. The truth of the matter is you got LeBron James. It makes your job a lot easier when you have that guy because he's the best. And you can afford to make some mistakes. He has made some mistakes. LeBron and company has been able to get him out of that. One of the mistakes I don't think he's made, and I think it's been a really good experience for them, is when Kyrie Irving is not playing, these other guys have stepped up. Dellavedova hitting shots, playing good defense, being able to control the ball and set other guys up. It's really helped them blossom as a team. And guys that needed the confidence have gotten the confidence. Therefore, I think the Cavs are very dangerous, man. I really do. And I know how great the Golden State Warriors have been. But there's just something about having LeBron James on your team, a guy that's been there before, lost there before, fallen down, gotten back up, won. I don't know, man. There's just something that tells me, as great as I think the Golden State Warriors are and that they should win the title, they're playing LeBron most likely. And that's a daunting task, to say the least. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back on the other side, continuing to break it down. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
All right, how's it coming back for you? Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Memorial Day weekend. Be sure you're out there hanging with your family and enjoying maybe some good weather and just some good family time, to be honest with you. Lots of things going on in the sports world. We're here to break it down. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Jump on board. Let us know what's on your mind. Jeff, did you have a chance to check out that Kevin Durant thing or no?
Yeah. You know what? You really can't tell what it is, but I don't know. I chalk this up as a no big deal thing. I think that as much as people are entertained by the TMZs and the Deadspins and all the tabloid reports out there, I think that as much as people get fascinated with it, you got to chalk a lot of it up as no big deal. Cameras roll too much. Paparazzi's too engaging or too aggressive with these guys. I think that celebrity or not, at some point you just got to let these guys live their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with you on that one. I mean, look, but at the end of the day, they are in the public eye, and you know what? When they do things, they're exploited, and it is what it is. It's just the way people are these days. Hey, I want to ask you something. We've kind of gotten away from it. However, you know, recently there's been more news on what's going on with the Deflategate and whatnot. I got to ask you, do you think Tom Brady looks worse or better by not saying anything since we heard what we've heard from Bob Kraft about they're not going to, appeal anything? I have my own thoughts on why he wasn't appealing anything. It was basically because I think at the end of the day, they'll take a little bit of time off of Tom Brady's suspension, and that four games will probably wind up being two games because the Patriots decided not to appeal anything and they're going to go along with it. But at the same time, Tom Brady's had chances to speak now and we haven't heard from him. Are you surprised? And how do you think Tom Brady's looking right now?
I think that it's in Tom Brady's best interest to remain tight-lipped on this whole thing. I think that you've asked the question a few times on this show whether he looks smart or does he look smug. And I think that there's no way that he can look smart by opening his mouth at this point. He's only going to look smug, so he's going to have to keep his mouth shut, which people are going to read into that as him being smug. But I do tend to agree with you that there's got to be some kind of backdoor deal. If Tom Brady's suspension gets reduced, there is no question in the world that they're going to deny it till the day they die that one event had to do with the other. But I absolutely think that's a possibility. I also think it's a huge possibility with Roger Goodell being the arbiter in his own case, essentially, that that Tom Brady is going to sit four games this year. I don't think there's any question about it unless the NFLPA pulls a rabbit out of their hat and finds a way to, get Roger Goodell to overrule his own ruling.
Well, and I think that Roger wants to be in that position because, like you said, I agree. I think he wants to hold on to that four-game suspension unless, and I've heard him say this, unless you bring some material, something new to the table that we don't know about that would obviously help Tom Brady. But at this point, I don't think there is, and I truly think that when you look at Tom Brady and his legacy, it is somewhat tainted. I mean, I have to at this point, I have to say, there's always going to be doubt, and people are always going to wonder, well, what happens if those balls were totally inflated the whole way? Would his players maybe have turned the ball over a little bit more? And we've seen a pattern for instance. I don't know, 2006 or whatever, however long they brought it back to, that the Patriots are way under the league averages for fumbles and lost balls. So there is something to this. I really, truly believe there is something to this. And unless Tom Brady has some new evidence, he's going to sit those four games, Jeff.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think he will. It's funny, how far does this go back? Baltimore had claims of it, and I'm going to reiterate this point. Did the NFL want to maintain the integrity of their game by stopping the Patriots from deflating footballs, or did they want to catch them in the act? And I think that that's important, and I would be really ashamed if it was the latter, that they were more interested in busting the Patriots than maintaining the integrity of their semifinal league championship.
You know, I hear what you're saying, but I got to think that at the end of the day, it's probably a combination of both. I mean, let's be honest. They're a team that is known in the past for being a little bit shady. I'm not necessarily going to say they're cheaters because, you know, that's to each their own.
They've been caught cheating. I think it's a fair. I think it's a fair label. You know, if you've listened to this show, you know that I'm on the defensive a little bit about what, you know, how this whole thing went down, how the ruling came down. Was the ruling harsh? Maybe, in my opinion. I don't think that you agree with that, but
no.
But at the end of the day, I think it's fair to call them cheaters. I don't think that it's fair to say that all of their success, you know, going back to 2001 is related to cheating, but
right.
I think it's a fair label for the Patriots altogether, you know, without question.
Right, and see, that's my point, is I don't want to take away everything that they've done. There has been some shady moments for them, and they've definitely paid the price because of that. And, you know, look, let's call a spade here. The real deal is that they're paying for that Spygate a little bit with what's happening with Deflategate, too. You know, they both kind of are working hand in hand, and look, I don't know if one's better than the other. They're both kind of bad things to be involved with. But to say that Tom Brady isn't a great football player, I think is a mistake. To say that he's tried to gain a competitive edge at certain moments and times, I think that that's very true. So does that make him a cheater throughout his whole career? No, I don't think so. But I do think that he has tried to gain a competitive advantage here and there, and in the here and there times that he's tried, they've been caught. So that leads you to wonder, how long has he been practicing this type of activity to gain a competitive edge on his opponents and his competition? And to me, man, that's disturbing, okay? Because that's setting a really bad example for kids that look up to you as being this great guy who is so good in the community. He's a great human being, but how great of a human being are you if you're a cheater at your game and you're trying to gain a competitive edge over your peers and your competition, Jeff?
Well, let me point out something else that might be scary about this is before that Colts game or before the day after the Colts game when the news broke of this,
yeah.
would you have ever thought a football team would, you know, and whether or not you knew, you know, that the home team has control of the balls or not is, you know, somewhat immaterial here, but would you have ever even fathomed the thought that a team's equipment manager might let air out of the ball at the quarterback's request? Which, and why it's scary is, what else are the Patriots and maybe Tom Brady getting away with that we wouldn't even think of looking for as observers of the game to, you know, identify cheating?
No, that's a great point. I mean, look, I'll go back to the piece that I saw that Shannon Sharp did where he was talking about when he was traded from one team to another, when he got there, his locker was set up exactly like it was at his last place because the equipment people were in connection with each other and they spoke about certain things that he wanted and to have prepared for him. So you're right, man. These guys are so meticulous. These guys are such creatures of habit that they have such a strange way about doing things that I agree 100%, man. This is something that you practice for a long, long time. Again, I'll even take it to the steroid thing like I've done before. It's similar, man. A guy did it once in high school. He had some results. He says, wow, that really worked great. In college, it came up again. Hey, I can give you a boost, man. You can do this. It'll really help you. You'll get stronger. You'll be able to hit the ball a little bit further. You'll be able to throw the ball further, whatever it potentially could be for that particular athlete. So then they did it a couple times there. Then they go into the next level, and somebody says, well, hey, man, you know, you've done this before, so you kind of know what happens, but now I got something that's really going to do this for you. So this is something that these guys have practiced for years and years and years. They started doing it when they were 16 or 18, and they've continued to find out ways to cheat us, cheat the competitors, and cheat the game, Jeff. That's truly what I think.
Yeah, let me ask you this, and I don't want to go down too slippery a slope here, because as my good friend Damian Bowman over at More Than a Fan would always say, not everything has to be a comparison. But given this week's events in Major League Baseball, you know, granted it was Will Smith and Brian Maddox, not Clayton Kershaw and Justin Verlander or anybody of that ilk, you know, of Brady's ilk to football, but.
Right.
Do you think that, you know, that these pitchers deserve to get as much scrutiny as Tom Brady did, manipulating the ball in a sport where I think that the weight and shape of the foot of the ball itself is a lot more important in Major League Baseball for a pitcher than it is for a quarterback in the National Football League? Yes or no?
Well, I'm going to need more than a couple seconds to break this thing down. The one thing I will say before we get to the break is, at least in those other games, they all have to use the same ball. If there is no, like, leeway on how hard or soft that baseball is, it's the same for everybody. We'll get into it a little bit more. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Sprucing up your home with a coat of paint is an easy upgrade, but what can you do about a bland concrete porch or patio? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. After the break, I'll share an easy concrete upgrade that isn't just another pretty face, right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
When you spend time and effort to make your house look good on the outside, you don't want something like a dull gray patio to take away from its beauty. Making concrete complement your home is easy. First, clean the concrete thoroughly. You can use specialized concrete cleaners or a pressure washer to remove any trace of dirt, mold, and mildew. Next, apply a coat of concrete stain. This stain can be a solid color or translucent. I personally like the translucent style, so any feature of the concrete can still show through. Once the stain is dry, add a little pizzazz by applying a coat of high-gloss masonry sealer. Not only will it look great, but you get the added benefit of the stain and sealer protecting your concrete. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
It was a time of bravery.
Danny Ain't is taking the Alamo!
A time to stand for what you believed in.
Texas is struggling to break free from an oppressive regime.
A history series event. Starring Bill Paxton and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. With Brendan Fraser and Ray Liotta. Texas Rising. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on History. The Alamo wasn't the end.
Fire!
It was the beginning.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You could join us as well, 1-800-878-7529. Lots of things out there on the table this Kevin Durant thing? Is there anything to make of it with him coming out of an L.A. club and they had some sort of a bottle drop out of his car and people are calling it maybe a prescription for marijuana? We've got this Deflategate deal with Tom Brady. He hasn't spoken. Do you think he looks bad, good, or do you really even care, to be honest with you? And how do the New England Patriots look in general? You know, Bob Kraft says, I kind of want to get into this with you a little bit, Jeff, where Bob Kraft, you know, reluctantly was taking the punishment. Do you think that this is going to hurt he and Roger Goodell's relationship? And if so, how do you see it playing out when Roger Goodell's contract is up? Do you see him getting rehired to continue making $40+ million a year, but at the same time maybe making his good buddy and one of the more important owners in all of the NFL a little bit upset with him? At the end of the day, there's no way that Bob Kraft can be happy about what has been laid on him by Roger Goodell. So how, at the end of the day, do you think that this thing all turns out?
Well, you know, when you walk into a courtroom, you know, to be arraigned for a crime, and they, you know, this isn't a criminal thing, but you know, there's actually three choices. Everybody knows guilty and not guilty, but there's a third choice that you can enter a plea as, and it's called no contest. It's just saying, I'm not going to admit I'm wrong, but I'm not going to argue why I'm right, and you do what you got to do,
we'll stop all this rhetoric.
yeah, it just passes having to give lip service to a defense that's shaky at best. So I don't think this is going to damage Goodell's relationship with the owners going forward. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, those guys all want to make money. They know that if you let a game go with no integrity, it becomes what boxing has become. It becomes so corrupt. You don't want it to be corrupt. You want to police yourself. And if one of the names on the masthead of the NFL, it goes down like this, it shows that there's no favoritism. And I think that there's 31 other owners that look at it and say, hey, I know that I won't be able to get away with cheating. Even the golden boy Bob Kraft can't get away with cheating. So I think that the relationship maintains itself going forward. I think that the public can't stand Roger Goodell. I think the players despise him, but I think that's a good thing for the owners. And I fully expect the owners to retain Roger Goodell as the commissioner of the NFL as long as he wants to do the job.
You know, and that's another thing. You just said something that kind of is interesting too, with perception and how things are perceived by people. So with Goodell laying down what he did with Robert Kraft and then Robert Kraft taking it somewhat on the chin, reluctantly, kind of like, if you ask me, I think he was kind of whining about it, but at the same time saying, okay, I'm going to deal with it and take it. But at the same time, I don't think that I'm guilty of anything. Kind of like what you were saying, basically. But I just find it interesting that one thing can totally change how you might perceive a relationship or how people are. So is this more about how people are perceiving things, or is this the reality?
Well, I think it's the reality. I think, you know, if there's not underdeflated footballs, none of this conversation takes place. So there has to be a reality to it. There has to be consequences for their actions, and punishment was dealt. We'll see if it sticks, but I think it was, you know, I think that you have to suspend Tom Brady out of perception, but I think that the penalties themselves are, are a case of reality. And it's, I think that we have to look at these punishments at face value.
So would you say now, after everything is said and done, that the punishments fit the crime, or are you still kind of saying the punishment is too severe for the crime?
I think it about fits it. I mean, my initial reaction, and remember, when you have time to sleep on things, opinions change and whatnot.
Right, exactly.
I don't think you need to destroy the Patriots season. I think taking Tom Brady away for a quarter of the season does destroy them. I think you could have made a state if it was about perception. I think you could have kept Tom Brady out of that homecoming game after the Super Bowl, that Thursday after Labor Day with the Pittsburgh Steelers in town. And when you don't, you know, and when you do more than that, you leave yourself a buffer. And I think that there was a fear that this was going to get appealed down. I don't know how, because Goodell, I don't imagine, had any plans to bring in a third party on this. I think he planned to rule, and I think he planned to hear the appeal and rule in his own favor again. But we'll see how it shakes out. But you know, I think at the end of the day, the punishment's going to feel appropriate. I think that I think that there's fans calling for 8-16 games or expulsion from the league, and I think that's ridiculous. But I think 4 and down, you know, 1-4 would have been fine, and we landed on 4. So punishment fits the crime. Taking the draft pick away is your way of punishing Bill Belichick without suspending him, in my opinion.
So do you think it's worse to gamble on your own sport, or do you think it's worse to cheat your own sport and gain a competitive advantage in that regard versus knowing potentially what could happen, therefore you make bets based on that? Well, Tom Brady in this situation, what's worse? Or are they the same? Are they both equally bad?
You know, there's so many facets to that. I think, you know, if you look back at Pete Rose, I think that, you know, even if he admitted to betting on the Reds, it was betting for the Reds to win. If Tom Right. Brady's betting for the Patriots to win, it's not like a baseball manager betting on his team to win in a 162-game season. You go out every Sunday for 16 weeks and you try to win football games. If Tom Brady, for example, were betting on the Patriots to win, I would have no problem with it. And I would definitely say getting the competitive advantage was there. But if you're betting on your team to lose, or you're point shaving, I know that doesn't happen as much in the NFL as it does in basketball, but you know, you're doing something like that. Anything that affects the integrity of the game is a complete foul on decency. And I think that, I think it's hard to differentiate one from the other. If you're affecting the integrity of the game, whether it's by gambling off the field or, you know, or by, you know, adjusting your equipment, I think that you end up with the same result, that you're not playing on a level playing field, and that's not right. And it should have been rectified before they took the field against the Colts. I maintain that opinion. I think that unless they truly pulled a fast one, unless they just had the referees they try to avoid having Walt Anderson and his crew touch the footballs, I think that there's some blame on the NFL here. But affecting the integrity of the game is a bad thing. I don't care what sport it is.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're different, but they're similar in the sense that they both do harm to the game. I mean, that's the similarity between the two. Let me ask you this real quick.
Go ahead. It's the difference between falling off the top of a building and being pushed. You know,
yeah,
exactly. Obviously a different route to get there.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. You know, you said you're okay now with the 4-game suspension. I was one of those guys that said, hey, I mean – again, let's continue to compare these to a certain degree. Look, Pete Rose was kicked out of the game for gambling on it. When you cheat at your particular game and you only get a 4-game suspension, see, to me, that's wrong. I think a year, again, look, we may be totally on opposites here, but at the end of the day, if it's going to get appealed anyway, why not start where you kind of know it's a little bit unrealistic, but potentially it's not out of the question. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like if they would have said, look, we're getting rid of Tom Brady for a year because of what he did, would you have an issue with it? That's the question.
Here Tom Brady was caught red-handed, but he wasn't exactly caught red-handed. I think that harsher punishments would put the eye of scrutiny on the NFL, saying where's your burden of proof, and I think that that's what the NFLPA is going to go after when they take this to an outside court, and that's inevitable that they will. I think that the NFL tried to do just enough to say, hey, Tom, we know you're guilty. We can't necessarily prove that you directly had a role in this, but it definitely benefited you. And he was smug in the beginning. He looked a little bit, it looked like he was smart enough that his smugness was, his smugness and, one man's smugness is another man's charm, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I think that he charmed everybody at first until – until news, until little details started breaking. And I think that at the end of the day, all that Tom Brady has in his corner is there's not necessarily any burden of proof other than logic here. So I think that if you went harsher, you'd have a lot more explaining to do. I think that they're going to, I think that the NFL is going to get away with suspending him 4 games and letting it and upholding that ruling.
Again, I don't know if they're getting away with it. I think the punishment and the crime are okay. I have no problem with what they were doing with suspending him for 4. And again, I would have been okay with it being 8 or even a year. I really would have been, because again, it's about the integrity of the game. So let me ask you this: Tom Brady has been real silent now for quite some time. When he does address the public and he addresses the situation, how does he handle it now? I mean, he can't come out. Does he come out and say, look, does he still come out and say, I didn't do this? I mean, at some point, does he have to take blame and admit that maybe there's a chance, like it says in the Wells report, that it's probable that these footballs were not the official weight that they were supposed to be? When does this guy take blame? When does he actually accept the punishment?
Never. He never. He will never admit to wrongdoing, and I don't think that there's any benefit to it, that he stands to gain. Now, if he was expelled from the game and looking for Hall of Fame candidacy, I think it'd be a different story. But I don't think he stands to gain anything. I think that he can only tarnish his legacy by speaking up at this point. I think that he's going to take his claim of innocence to the grave, and I don't really think that there's any reason that he shouldn't. If I'm in his shoes, and I don't know the motivation behind instructing the ball boys, instructing the equipment people to do what they do, but at the end of the day, I think that he knows how much he benefited from this, or how little he may have benefited from it. We don't know, but I don't think that there's any chance that Tom Brady apologizes. I think that he apologizes to the fans for missing games, but I don't think, I think it's going to be one of those vague apologies where he never really confesses up to any wrongdoing here.
And I think the truth of the matter is this: if you don't ever get those guys, the guys that deflated the balls, to actually come out and say, hey, we deflated these balls because Tom Brady instructed us to. And again, we've already discussed this. They've probably been paid off a bunch of money. They've been suspended, which really means they've been fired. So somehow, some way, these guys need to find or be compensated because of, let's call it what it is, the sacrifice that they made for someone else to not get caught or be totally exploited. They're taking the fall, which...
And that compensation, the dollar amount on that compensation, needs to be greater than what they stand to make from a tell-all book or a tell-all, made-for-TV movie.
Exactly. Hey, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. One final segment. We're going to wrap this thing up. Interesting conversation there about Tom Brady, Deflategate, the New England Patriots, and the whole NFL in general, to be honest with you. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention catheter users.
Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on a Memorial Day weekend. And again, enjoy family time. And we appreciate those guys so much for making it possible for us to live a safe and happy life, to be honest with you. So really appreciate the armed forces, everybody that makes it possible for us to enjoy our lives. And again, those people listening on the Armed Force Network, we appreciate you listening to us.
Hey, Andy, let me say this really quick about Memorial Day. I mean, the veterans and everybody serving really appreciates the sentiments, but let's talk about what Memorial Day is about. It's about honoring the fallen, honoring those who actually died in combat to protect our great nation. And as much as the veterans and the active members of the armed forces appreciate it, it is not our day. It is a day to honor the fallen, and I just like to educate everybody out there about that.
Very well said, Jeff. Hey, let me leave you with this too, and you give me your thoughts on this. If they were to do a sports science on the PSI deal for the footballs, how do you think that would turn out for Tom Brady?
I think that it would prove what common sense tells us. It's it's easier to throw, it's easier to catch, it's easier to grip in cold weather. It gives you a little bit of leeway. I definitely think the sports science would reveal an advantage.
Hey, did you happen to catch that tweet sent by the NFL with the PSI was the top of it? And then again, I heard a lot of people saying, "Oh, who looks at that kind of stuff?" But do you think there was a hidden meaning from the tweet that they sent out about Andrew Luck?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that this new technology that we heard about last week, where there's going to be an LED or an indicator of some sort, or the ball is going to turn a certain color when it gets inflated under 12.5. So that'll be interesting to see if technology ends up resolving this issue.
Yeah, very interesting. Hey, look, at the end of the day, we want to see fair play. We want to see competitive games. And we don't want to see guys gaining an unfair advantage. So it is what it is. For Jeff Rich, for John Poulter, for Scott, have a great weekend. Enjoy again. And remember those that have fallen, like Jeff said. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.